People as far away as Green Bay may have thought something was burning nearby this morning as the smell of the fire permeated the atmosphere. In fact, the odor and haze were trailing in from 450 miles away in northeastern Minnesota. Jeff Last is a warnings coordinator for the National Weather Service office in Green Bay. He says the smell and haze rode in overnight behind a cold front and that the effects in northeastern Wisconsin were relatively minor.
Up in parts of western upper Michigan and north central Wisconsin, it was even worse where some people reported an ash fall where
3-2
came down from the sky. Reports of some respiratory difficulty because of the thick particulate and low visibilities in that smoky haze.
Last says the conditions should persist for at least a couple of days.
The heavy smoke now is actually moving off to the east into Lake Superior and parts of the northern Upper Peninsula, but another cold front is forecast to move through late tonight and early Wednesday, so potential for more of that smoky, hazy air to move back into northeast Wisconsin Wednesday, and again, a couple of periods through the week, I think.
The Boundary Waters fire began on August 18th, but whipped up over the weekend to encompass 16,000 acres. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.